Drip, we are now live. Hello guys, welcome back. Oh my god, this is the first time I've done like a live on Instagram story. It will be fun. We are recording a podcast right now, guys.
All just right. To say hi, this is the start of season 3.
I just whip out my phone and press live. I'm eating banana bread right now at an undisclosed location.
It's too good to tell you where this is.
But yeah, we'll tell you in the Discord. But anyways, like lately I've been just super spontaneous, honestly.
Like impulsive.
Yeah, very what you impulsive. Do every day. What I do every day. I don't have a planner. Whenever I get up, there's something like going on. It's like friends hitting up or like work. But work is not really work. Work is like play now. It's kind of fun. But I told you like this morning is the first time I have like slight anxiety, like anxious
why?
I have no, because I don't know, like I've been looking at this guy work, is I don't know why I feel like
and also like the photography work,
and also like I look at I was thinking of making the space, right?
Yeah,
and for the first time it kind of hits. It's like, okay, you're gonna make this a reality, then you better focus and then bring people in and do whatever it takes to, you know, like get it up and going, because like right now you're like scattered everywhere. You need focus in a sense, and I'm more like an so there's this book called like Rocket Fuel. It basically talks about a relationship between like a visionary and an integrator. Integrator is the guy that went out like very short term thinking, like he executes everything. Just think of it as an executor, and visionary is some guy like Dan is a visionary. So he and other guys I hung out with recently, I met like several, and then they have like really long term thinking, and so for me, like, I have to I don't know, like right now, because I want to do the space, right? I'm in the middle of everything. I have to slow down and plan everything out. Like lately, I've been, just been like spontaneous.
Do you just want to say like a little bit more about what you mean by this space, like?
Okay, so we have a space at District 7. I'm not even gonna tell you about the address, but what I was just thinking, it's my family space, and then my mom, instead of renting the whole thing out, like my brother took the first floor to make his own cafe. It's like, just think of it as like any other cafe. It's like a pump and dump. He doesn't I guess he invests his time and energy in it. But he doesn't even put too much thought. It's just like he just pop it out real quick to get some like people
some
coming
chairs,
in,
some tables,
like cash flow or whatever. And then I was thinking of like bringing some local up and coming brands in on the first floor. We have like a first floor, not doing anything with it, so we just want to sell clothes. I used to have like a vintage store as well, so I want to revive that and then just put like a rack of like really good vintage clothing, like really selective pieces. And then yeah, like an art collective creative space where you have clothes, photography, and some music. Ping was thinking of putting a DJ booth like right in the middle, and he can have like guest DJ coming in. And then with Sakura, we can just keep Sakura the same as off right now, and then later on we can rebrand Sakura and do something else with Sakura as the name of the cafe.
Anyways, yeah,
I just exposed myself. Fuck. Anyways though,
so what you mean you've been a little not focused? Is that why you were
like,
anxious? Or
no,
what's up?
Yeah, because like right now, like Ping is like very down, but like he needs me, like he
to be concrete.
We just talked right. About this an hour ago.
Yeah.
You just need me to be like concrete with what I with my vision, as in like okay, so you gotta come in and talk. Like, he asked me, do you use Google Doc? It's kind of funny. Everyone uses Google Doc.
Like,
and then,
do you use Google Doc?
I haven't used it in a long time. But anyways, yeah, he told me to whip up like a Google Doc, writing down like what I want to change about the space, what kind of vibe that I want. Is there inspo? Like, pump like my thoughts into a Google Doc.
He would take
a look at it and see where it's at.
Yeah.
Just right now, like he said, like I have too much like us. Stuff like people coming in, and then they have to be selective in a sense.
So
that makes a lot of sense, because that's something a lot, like even Dan told me that, like another guy even told me that, like, bro, like you're gonna, this year is gonna be like a lot, but you gotta be selective with what you do and like
kind
of people.
Yeah.
So right now I'm scattered. So that's why I got anxious a little bit this morning. But
that's good. That's a good kind of anxious.
Yeah, but
it's gonna drive you to, you know.
I also thought about that this morning as well. As in, like, it's a good kind of anxious. Like you said, like, because like whenever something big happens, I get that kind of anxious.
Oh, for sure.
But what makes
it's
what
kind of addictive? Like I'm kind of like really into like getting that.
But
anxiety going when I'm like onto something I'm really passionate about.
But what really grounds me is that I remembered I have a coffee appointment with you today. So
it was,
why? No, because I was like Angel, I don't know what to do. Like I don't have a plan on every single day. I just go.
Yeah.
But then like I just be like, damn, I actually planned this out with Lee yesterday before I slept that I'm gonna go have coffee with her today. So it makes me feel like really happy. Like I just stopped like being anxious.
Yeah.
Basically. I just went here. I basically sped here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took me.
So that's the thing, right? These like small things really help.
Oh, cheers, my God, cheers to the over there. Yeah.
I'm glad you felt better thinking about having coffee with me this morning.
Yeah, this
I think that like too. small steps. You small step. Like plan.
Dude, I need someone to plan with me.
I'm gonna like
I don't even. I wake up and I know I'm gonna hit the gym first, and then I do whatever shit later. Yeah, I should plan things out, huh? That's what like people are telling me, but I just go and then
you can try.
Yeah, I'll try.
If impulsiveness feels better, you can always go back to that.
I don't think that's the way.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like the way, but yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, how about you, Lee? So stop talking about me. It's really weird.
So I've been speaking to a lot of people and like I decided that it's more interesting to just kind of talk to everyone, you know what I mean? Like they don't even need to have had a finished work or something. Like they don't need to be someone who has been known in any sort of way or like, I'm just literally so interested in talking to everyone about whatever it is and however like photography can relate to their lives.
Yeah.
Like I talked to Phuc and Hung, which are two very young, like they're 18.
Oh,
like
damn.
They're fresh out of high school and they're here for college.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't. Yeah, they're like fresh out of high school and they're so talented. I love their pictures. So in that podcast with them, I'm just asking them like, so how did you even get engaged in photography in high school? Like, what did you do that led you to doing photography?
Yeah.
Like, you know, because you guys live in Da Nang, like in Saigon, there are already like so little open classes for like
they
high school
Instagram.
Students to get involved in photos, right?
Yeah.
So like in Da Nang, like how do you even get started on being interested in like photo art, film? So there's a podcast talking to them about it.
That's straight up some sound of Vietnam, like attack sound of Vietnam. And oh my god.
Yeah.
Anyways, keep going. That's literally sound of Vietnam. Oh my god, that's some noise. That's some beautiful noise right there. Oh my god. But that's tag sound of Vietnam. Who owns sound of Vietnam? That's so cool.
Right? And then another one. I interview Koi about his first scene. It's not the one you saw. It's not about a quarantine camp. The first scene that he made was for his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, goddamn. My man.
Yeah. So I interview Koi and another girl. I think they're both the same age. They're also very young.
Yeah.
About their first scenes. And then I interviewed Vo about why he enjoys working in a dark room. So I'm no longer talking so much about, like last time, you know, like I talked to people about do they see photography as a career and like how they
make
money from it.
That intrigues a lot of people because it's like it's something that's in people, back of their minds, like in people's subconscious, that's like, damn, I want to do this a lot more.
Yeah, but how do I do that?
How do I do that?
And balance like a normal career, right? How do you
switch
or
angle?
Like how do you even get started on doing photos as a high schooler? How do you even get interested? Where do you even like start to like pick up things other than YouTube? Some people like me, like I hate it.
Yeah, I love YouTube.
I hated learning on YouTube.
I
just can't stand it.
Yeah.
I know, we're so different.
Yeah.
I still can't. I was trying to do some color grading things on YouTube, and I just couldn't bear it. I actually now
I kind of hate those kind of stuff, but you gotta 1.5x the speed or two, skip until the good part, and then just follow through.
Is it my fault? Do I have such a short attention span? No, everyone has a short attention span nowadays.
You know, with those kind of YouTube, the thing with them is that the longer the YouTube video, the higher they get paid, stuff like that. So, I was thinking of just like the idea of getting your photos into physical form. Like lately, that Dongmin Ann's been pushing me to do for the past 2 years has been very, very appealing. So I was thinking of, I have like a whole art, so the past 3-4 days I've been organizing my archive a little bit. So by archive I mean 2020 and 2021 stuff, so the most recent stuff. So stuff back then I haven't even touched, but I have a bunch of stuff that can be put into a zine or into even a book. But I'm not gonna make a book, I'm just gonna make a zine. Like I organize it into project wise. Yeah. As in, like, oh, there's this project I want to do. Like, this is project I was thinking of doing, like, flowers. Mm. So anything that relates to flowers has flowers in there. Or it's called, there's a caption I did. Right now the name is, like, Flower Blooms on Rainy Days. Or something along that line.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
But anything that flower related that I shot with. And then there's another, and then I organized stuff through... street portrait, and then people, and then movement, hand gestures. Like, so everything that goes along with that folder, I throw it in there. So that's how I'm organizing my stuff right now. But yeah, I was thinking that project for a zine, and then another one is like street portraits. I've been shooting like random people a lot more, and I have like pretty sure I shot more than 100, 200 people, like just street portrait of them or like. Them in really quirky, like funny, like situation, so I can throw up a zine or like two or three, like. But I need some help with that as well. So if you can like do that, I would really appreciate it because I'm suck at like organizing,
and I have to rescan those stuff as well.
Because
bring them to the scan lab and try out the place I show.
Yeah.
It's really expensive, but I feel like it's gonna be super good.
How expensive is that though?
Like, 300,000 a roll, but you can
select 35 mil.
Yeah, 35 mil.
Damn. Can I cut out the negatives? Let's say the roll is 36 frame.
I'm sure you can, yeah.
Yeah, so 36 really good frame.
Because negatives are already cut up anyway, right? Like, it's no longer in. Yeah. We can do, we can record when we're working on your photos as well. Like, while we're sequencing, we can do a live. We can, like, record and go live with everything as we're talking, working on them. A book from a Japanese photographer. And I think it's at Saigon Life because Min was the 15 in his name. Showed it to me. He showed me the video. I don't remember. I can look it back and send it to you. It's literally a book of just flower photos taken at night though with flash.
Wow.
With like red and blue flash on. So they
red and blue. So
yeah,
to
so they look like surreal. Yeah.
So a handhold flash and a real flash on top. How does that work?
I don't know.
So you put like tin right on top of the flash, right?
Yeah.
So one red and then one green.
Or you can put half, like instead of putting a whole piece of gel onto the flash, can do it like half red, half blue.
See that's when you don't really need to shoot film anymore. There's no point in like that. So I've been thinking about Jürgen Teller. I like Jürgen Teller a lot. So if you look at my stuff, like, dude, I love Jürgen Teller. I know Aang loves Araki. So it's like, Jürgen Teller, he has this golden tint in his photo. So I was thinking that he used the same setup as mine. So I'm pretty sure he used like, either he shoot with normal, and then he post-process up the warm and up the tint a little bit. Or he has like a yellow gel on top of his flash. So I've been thinking about that. I'm not sure whether that's true or not, but I kind of want to try it out because I've been saying I want to try out the flash gel for 4 years already, and I haven't even come. I think I bought it, but I didn't even use it. But
you just gotta like, don't even wait until you go out and shoot. Like,
yeah, just
go home,
slap on it,
just like tape it on so it stays there. So whenever you go out the next time, it's just there.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, that's the thing, and also like the film choices. Oh man, it's so much headache with those kind of stuff.
You can definitely do like a book of just
flower.
Flowers, but I think that
you might flower here could be juto like, as well.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So they can be like girls more than that. And be like, yeah, exactly. Like what are flowers? Are they romantic? Like you can put
romantic
stuff in there. You know. And I would love to like explore that with you, like to see all your photos and see like what's up with you. Where have you been? Where have we been shooting photos?
I have like 100 flowers, I can show you later as well. Like 50 to 100.
Did he only shoot photos when he's in love? Did he only shoot photos when he's alone? Stuff like that. Yeah. Stuff that would like reveal more
I have a
about
lot.
You.
If you want to see the whole stuff that I whip up, like you can see like most of it.
Yeah.
So it could be like how big could a zine be though? Like right now I have like 50 photos like already.
I think that's fine. Yeah.
That's fine. That's but good... you know, I think I can bump up it up to like 100.
Like, it's
and
like
then...
this thick printed. So that's fine. That's okay. Good. Yeah.
Okay. I just need to edit them.
Because our book is 75 photos.
Oh shit. Okay.
But it's only like this thick.
Okay. So like 50 printed. And then bump it down to like 35 or like 30, yeah, 35 photos would be nice as well. 35.
Don't think about numbers first. I think content is more important.
Okay.
So select whatever you think
so
needs to be
in there. So just have that folder
there,
and then print it out first and then sequence it in real life. Is that what you guys do?
Yeah.
Because last time on Photo Muse, like shout out to Photo Muse, that's just, I met him like 2-3 years and I always go with you. He always like sequence, they print it
things
out.
Like physically.
Yeah and then sequence it physically. So why is that though? Why do you sequence things physically instead of on
because
the computer?
Because a book is a physical thing. If you're sequencing for your website,
it's different, right?
Then just do it on your website because each medium is different.
Mm.
And the way that people experience each medium is different on the website. It depends on what website you have. Like, do you have like a scroll down kind of thing? Or do you have like a next button? Go to the next photo kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like the last photo would disappear and you'll see the next one.
Mm.
So you should be doing it on the computer, I would say, because then you can actually see what it feels like. But if it's a book, every time you flip a page, how photo
flows.
Relates to like the last photos, how they stack on top of each other.
Yeah.
Changes everything.
Yeah. Definitely.
And especially if you're trying to do something more than like flipping pages, especially if you want to like the pages to like open up, if you want things
how
to like...
Yeah, how is that though? I don't understand that much. So, like, you have to use that very like consciously, huh? Like, when it comes to like, because you're trying to, it's like you open a page, but in that page, there's another page that opens it up to the full page.
I mean, it's all about what you want, and so you kind of have to approach it both intuitively and consciously and thoughtfully. Like you can be very intuitive about thinking about what you want and what you don't want, but that sometimes like you realize that that's false. That's not what I wanted. I actually like this better, and you arrive at the other thing by talking to other people, getting feedback, or like thinking about it more carefully. Sometimes it doesn't need to be like that. Sometimes it can be intuitive. So it's a mix of everything. Just like in life. Yeah. So you can. But see, that's the thing, right? Like, you can have a book of just flowers, like, very intuitively. But it can also be something that we talk about a little more.
Yeah.
Like, are these, like, romantic? Are these lonely?
Nah, romance,
are these surreal?
Yeah.
Are these, you know, whatever, depressing?
There's some romance. Like, there's some sad.
Yeah,
so there's,
a
mixed bag of everything. It's
yeah.
very flowery related. There's some street photos. There's some portraits.
Yeah.
But yes, I totally agree. The sequence is what matters. Like, it's the extra miles.
It's
right?
The extra mile.
Yeah. So it's the basically storytelling. It's oh my god! It's, look at him.
Ooh, hello.
Goggle, jumping. Yeah. Anyway, so back to the podcast. Ling is looking at the dog. He's so cute. I get distracted. Oh my god, look at him. I'm sorry guys, this podcast end. We're recording dogs now. What a beautiful dog.
Oh my god, you is so distracted. But goodbye. Hi, this is it.